Let us all sincerely beg for the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and all of our beloved previous acharyas, that we may give them pleasure by our efforts, by performing this sacred act of worship, parikrama of Sri Govardhan Hill. Without the blessings of the great souls, no endeavor will truly be pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Placing our head in the dust of the lotus feet of the great souls, we all beg from our hearts for their permission, their blessings. Govardhan Parikrama has been performed since the time of Lord Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj was preparing for the Indra Puja. Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj that there's no need to worship Indra, who provides rains, because really we are sustained by the grace of Govardhan Hill, who is supplying water and grass for our cows and bulls. So let us take all this paraphernalia of the Indra Puja and use it to worship the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. Krishna was speaking in such a nice way. Ultimately, Nanda Maharaj's only desire was to please his heart. And then Krishna explained how the worship of Govardhan Hill should be performed. There should be prepared mountains and mountains of nice preparations made of the milk and yogurt and ghee of cows and butter, and all the grains and vegetables and fruits. And then we should offer them all to Govardhan Hill. And then Krishna explained to Nanda Maharaj that all the Brijabasis, the gopis and gopas, along with the cows and the calves, would circumambulate or perform the parikrama of the entirety of Govardhan Hill. So Krishna first established this way of worshipping Govardhan Hill. And during the puja, which today commemorates that day, today is Govardhan Puja Day, today Krishna revealed that he is none different than Govardhan. Krishna manifested a form in Govardhan in which everyone could see. And Govardhan accepted all of the offerings. Thus, performing Govardhan Parikrama is performing Parikrama around the most merciful, self-manifest form of Lord Sri Krishna himself. Madhavendra Puri performed Govardhan Parikrama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Govardhan Hill, when he first saw a single rock of Govardhan in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he embraced that rock and wept tears, incessant tears of love. In fact, Lord Chaitanya had a Govardhan Shila in Jagannath Puri that he kept around his neck at all times for several years. He understood that each and every Shila of Govardhan. Each stone is none different than Krishna. Krishna is manifesting in full in each stone of Govardhan. That stone was always moistened by the tears of his love. And he wore it upon his heart. And later, being extraordinarily pleased with the loving devotion and renunciation of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered as a gift of his love his own Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in Vrindavan, at about the time of the year 1514, he performed the Govardhan Parikrama. And since that time, all of our acharyas and our Gaudiya Sampradaya have considered it one of the highest and most intimate forms of worship to perform the Govardhan Parikrama. Today, by their blessings, we are being allowed to do the same. We know Srila Prabhupada, during his last weeks in his manifest Leela in this earth, he couldn't even stand up. He requested his devotees to take him on the Govardhan Parikrama by ox cart. He wanted to reveal to his followers how sacred this Govardhan Parikrama was to him. And he even said, it will be glorious. When the devotees said, you will die if you do it, he said, it will be glorious dying during the Govardhan Parikrama. It is by His mercy that we are gathered together today. Let us sincerely take the dust of His feet and the acharyas He represents and beg their permission and blessings to begin. We should be very careful to follow Lord Chaitanya's mood. He would not step His feet upon Govardhan Hill. Even Gopal, the supremely worshipable deity of Madhavendra Puri, was on top of the hill. Lord Chaitanya longed to see him, but he understood that Giriraj is Krishna. I cannot step upon Krishna. So although he intensely longed in separation to see Gopal, he would not climb the hill. But Gopal, longing to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, created a rumor that Turkish soldiers were coming to attack the village. So they brought Giri Gopal down from the hill to the village of Gantuligram to hide him. And there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent all day dancing and chanting before the beautiful glance of Sri Gopal. So be very careful. No one should collect a single stone from Govardhan Hill. That is very improper. Unless the Govardhan Shila is given as a gift by our Guru or a great saint, and even then, with proper ritual, Giriraj can never be taken from Govardhan Hill. No Shila. So please be very careful in this regard. And as we are doing the Govardhan Parikrama, we should absorb our consciousness in the purifying activities of devotional service. We should take vow or resolution not to speak any prajalpa, not to speak any unnecessary material talk. We should constantly be hearing about the glories of the Lord and during this parikrama constantly chanting the names and the glories of the Lord, exclusively. There's nothing else to be done during the Govardhan parikrama. Some of the managers, in their selfless service to all the rest of us, they may have to speak about different types of seva to be performed. But for the rest of us, the holy name and the glories of the Lord should be the only thing that touches our lips or our ears. It is a time of absorption. Today, following the path of many others, we are doing the parikrama in 2 days. We have three choices. One is to stop in the various holy places and arrive back in Vrindavan at about 2 a.m. Two is to not say anything and just walk, which is also a great tradition, and return back in the evening. And the other is to stop in many of the holy places, absorb the atmosphere of that place, hear the glories of that place, and perform the parikrama in 2 days. Is that to your satisfaction? I'm open to whatever you like. 2 a.m, silently just kirtan and go around, or stop in each place, and at Yatipur we'll go back to Vrindavan and then begin from Yatipur tomorrow morning and come back here. So we will take vote. Number 1. Say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Number one means we stop in the places and get back, hopefully, for Mangal Arati tomorrow. Everyone who would like to do that, say Hari Bol. You only get one vote. Very nice. The other is we just have kirtan and go all the way around today.
Hare!
And the other is we go to the holy places and do half today and half tomorrow. Okay, as your obedient servant, I will obey your will. The Garga Samhita describes the origin of Sri Giriraj. In Goloka Vrindavan, Sri Radha, Gopinath are performing their Rasleela. At that time, Srimati Radharani spoke to Sri Krishna. If you are pleased with my love, with the love of gopis, with the Rasleela, and the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, please fulfill the desire of my heart. Krishna responded that my only desire is to please you. Srimati Radharani, she replied, please create a supremely satisfying, pleasurable place for us to perform our pastimes in the Vrindavan forest. Krishna then closed his eyes and searched deeply within his heart for the essence of his own love. Then that essence of Krishna's love emerged from his heart as a tiny seed of bliss. That seed fell into the arena of the Rasa dance and began to grow. First it became a pebble, then a rock, then it became a hill, then a mountain, Then manifesting on that mountain were caves and rivers and waterfalls and lakes and trees and animals and birds. This was the appearance of Sri Giriraj in Goloka Vrindavan. Giriraj Haraj Ki! It is the manifestation of the essence of Krishna's love as an offering for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. Krishna and Radha and gopis were very pleased to see this, that they began to wander upon this Govardhan Hill. They entered into the caves and looked at the, inspected all around in great, great happiness. Krishna told Srimati Radharani that I have promised Lord Brahma that I would descend on the earth planet. But I will not be happy unless you come with me. Srimati Radharani will do anything for Krishna. But we note Radharani, even on earth, she did not care to go to Dwarka or to Mathura. So she told Krishna, whatever pleases you, my lord, but I will not be happy without the river Yamuna, the Vrindavan forest, and Govardhan Hill. Krishna told, I have already sent the Vrindavan forest, Yamuna, and Sri Giriraj to the earth. Govardhan took birth on earth as the son of Dronachala in the province of Samalidweep. At that time, mountains especially were great personalities. So all the other mountains and the presiding deities of the mountains understood that Govardhan has descended, has incarnated on the earth from Goloka Vrindavan by the will of Radha and Krishna. So the demigod showered flowers on Giriraj, and all of the mountains accepted him as their king. Therefore he is known as Giriraj, the king of all mountains. According to the Adi Varaha Purana, it is explained that at the time of Lord Sri Ramchandra, he ordered Hanuman and monkeys to build a bridge across Indian Ocean from Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka. And on Sri Ram's instruction, Hanuman picked up Govardhan and was bringing him, and just when they were coming over Brajbhumi, a divine voice came from the sky and told Hanuman that the bridge is complete, no need for any more rocks. So Hanumanji placed Govardhan right here, and Govardhan was very sad. He said, it was my longing to have the dust of Lord Sri Ram's lotus feet upon my head. Now I am being deprived of that. And even Hanumanji was despondent. But he explained, Hanuman told Govardhan that in the Dwapara Yuga, the Lord will come to Vrindavan and he will hold you up with his own hand. Sri Hanumanji went back to the Indian Ocean site and he explained the whole situation of Govardhan's separation. And when Lord Ramchandra was thinking of Govardhan, he became very emotional. And he explained that at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, I will come as Krishna in my original form. And when Indra sends torrents of rain upon the bridge of Assis to curb his pride and give supreme pleasure to all my devotees, I will lift up that Govardhan with the little finger of my left hand and hold him for 7 days and seven nights. Govardhan will be Haridas Bharya. He will be the greatest of all the devotees. I will perform such leelas. Not only will he get the touch of my feet, but my entire body will be his. With my cowherd boyfriends, the gopas, we will be herding the cows and having the most intimate leelas of Sakyaras upon Govardhan Hill. And in the spring season, with gopis, we will perform the Ras Leela upon Govardhan Hill. According to Garga Samhita, in another kalpa, Pulastya Muni, he was in the area of Samalidweep, and he saw Govardhan Hill, most beautiful, wonderful of all mountains in all of existence. He was thinking, where I live in Kashi, there's no mountains. I want to do bhajan on Govardhan. So he asked Dronachala, can I take your son to Kashi? He was weeping. How can I? It was very difficult. But how do you say no to Pulastya Muni? So Govardhan said, I will go with you. Because Govardhan had a plan. He wanted to come to Vrindavan. Because he knew the Vrindavan forest and Yamuna was already here. And he wanted to be here for Krishna's leelas. But you have to make a vow that if you ever put me down to the ground anywhere, I will stay there. Pulastya Muni said, no problem. So with his mystic power, he was carrying Govardhan. And just when they came over Vrindavan, two things happened. One, Giriraj really wanted to be here. So he started increasing his weight. And second of all, Krishna wanted him to be here. The Lord and the Paramatma, Krishna's Paramatma in the heart. He's the controller of all controllers. So he induced special effect. Where Pulastya Muni, who's so self-controlled, he's above all bodily dictations, somehow or other he came under the control of his need to respond to the calls of nature. We all know how it is. First it whispers, then it speaks, then it calls, then it cries, then it screams. So it came to that stage. So he placed Govardhan down and washed his hands, and it wouldn't lift. Govardhan, I told you. So Pulastya Muni cursed Govardhan that you will reduce in size the size of a mustard seed every year. At the time of Krishna, Govardhan Hill was 2 miles high. Hare Krishna. Today it's about 80 feet high at its highest point. But our acharyas tell us that Pulastya Muni's curse is really quite superficial because Govardhan is not subjected to such curses. Actually, Govardhan, in separation from the Prakata Leela, the manifest Leela of Radha and Krishna, the Govardhan in his manifested form on this earth is shrinking in the ecstasy of love in separation. So in this way, the reduced size of Govardhan is honored and worshipped as a great ornament of Sri Giriraj by the Vaishnava. It is explained that Sri Govardhan is Haridas Bharya. Sri Radharani spoke this in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many great devotees, Yudhisthira, Uddhava, but Govardhan is the greatest of all the servants of the Lord. Although he's Krishna himself, he's also acting in the role of a devotee of Krishna. And because he's so immersed in the ecstatic trance of devotional service to the Lord, the asta sattvika bhava, the ecstasies, eight ecstasies of love are manifested on the body of Govardhan. One is hair standing on end in the form of the trees and the grass. The grass of Govardhan is always profusely watered by the ambrosial milk of the Surabhi cows. And it has four special qualities. Sugandha. Sugandha means it is so fragrant that it intoxicates the heart just by smelling the aroma of this grass, especially to the cows. It is also Sukamala, very soft, very tender. When the cows are eating the grasses of Govardhan, it just gives them such immense pleasure. And Pushtivardhana, it is supremely nutritious. The cows never get sick. They are always full of energy and full of perfect health because they are eating the Pushtivardhana grass of Govardhan. And Dukta Sampak, which means the grass of Govardhan Hill produces the most nectarine, flavorful, and nutritious milk from those cows. Another symptom of ecstasy is tears from the eyes. The ecstatic tears of Govardhan are the kundas, the lakes, and the waterfalls. We are now at Kusum Sarovar. The tears of the ecstasy of Sri Giriraj in his loving service to Radha Gopinath. Therefore, the waters of the rivers and the lakes and the waterfalls are thousands of times sweeter than the nectar available to the demigods. And when the gopas drink this water, they become intoxicated and they roll in the dust and laugh and just cry out in happiness. And the water is always very cool and very refreshing. And the waterfalls, they make beautiful sounds like kirtan, chanting the glories of the Lord. Sri Giriraj provides these beautiful lakes, and with these lakes, when Krishna, Balaram, Gopas, Srimati Radharani, and Gopis, when they bathe in these lakes, Govardhan is actually embracing them with his love. Even the gopis, they were thinking in this way, that Govardhan gets to embrace Krishna publicly in front of everybody every day. What a great fortune. Haridas Varya, greatest of all devotees. And the stones of Govardhan Hill, for the pleasure of Krishna, whenever Krishna or cows or calves or any gopas or gopis step on any stone, that stone becomes as soft as cotton. In the winter, the stones are very warm. In the summer, they're very cool. And sometimes when Krishna stands on them, the stones are in such ecstasy that they melt. And in many places around Govardhan Hill, we will see footprints of Krishna and his associates where the rocks of Govardhan melted under their lotus feet. There is also even the thorns of Govardhan. They appear thorns, but when Krishna or his associates, any of his associates, step on a thorn, the thorn becomes a flower. And there are many caves in Govardhan Hill. Giriraj manifests such wonderful places for Krishna and the cowherd boys to rest. They're cool in the summer, they're warm in the winter. They're bedecked with the most priceless, valuable Chintamani jewels illuminating the cave. There's nice mirrors and nice, soft, soft place to rest. Very private places where even Radha and Krishna would sometimes meet in the caves of Govardhan. In this way, Sri Giriraj offers his most loving services to Krishna and the devotees. And in the early morning, when the morning dew manifests over the grass and the trees, the acharyas explain to us that this is the ecstasy, the ecstatic symptom of perspiration of Sri Giriraj. Govardhan facilitates endless leelas and never asks for anything in return. We are now sitting at Kusum Sarovar, this beautiful lake, which is one of the great symbols of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Was visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time it was known as Sumana Sarovar. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed here in great happiness, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Around the lake of Kusum Sarovar, there are wonderful holy places. There is Pushpavan. Pushpavan is a place where every day in the Aprakata Leela, for all eternity, Srimati Radharani comes here to pick flowers, fragrant, sweet flowers, to make garlands and other decorations to offer Shyam Sundar when she meets him at Radhakund. There is also Ashokvan, where Lord Sri Krishna meets Srimati Radharani and braids her hair and offers her ornaments and flower decorations and cosmetics for her pleasure. There is also Uddhav Baitak, just in that corner. We know when Krishna was in Mathura, he requested Uddhava to bring a message to gopis on his behalf, which he did. When he delivered this message to the gopas and the gopis, he came to a very, very deep realization that everyone in Mathura is thinking that I am the topmost associate of Lord Krishna. But the love of the Brijabasis, specifically Sri Radharani and gopis, the love that they are exhibiting in separation from Lord Krishna is so deep, it is unfathomable. In comparison, I do not have even a slight trace of devotion myself. Their devotion, their love, their surrender is like an ocean. And in comparison, I am hardly a drop. Now, great devotees are never envious. Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, you can understand my message because you have no envy in your heart. That is qualification of pure devotional service. No envy. To be everyone's well-wisher. So Uddhava, sing the ecstatic love of the separation of the Brijabasis, was so deeply moved. He only wanted to take the most humble position to get the dust of their lotus feet. But Uddhava's like a prince. He's in the royal family of the Yadus. If Uddhava was to start taking dust from the simple milkmaids of Braj, they would be too much embarrassed. They would suffer. So he did not want to create that humiliation. So he meditated and prayed and performed tapasya because he wanted to trade his position as the greatest of the devotees of the Yadus to take birth as Gulmalata, as a simple creeper on the ground in Vrindavan. Gulmalata is like a little piece of grass growing. Because his hope, his expectation that Srimati Radharani or her gopi friends or even the maidservants or the maidservants of the maidservants will step atop his head with their lotus feet and give him the supreme blessing of the dust of their feet. That is the glory of Vrindavan. And it is just here. Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago, came and actually revealed to the world that this place is where Uddhava is eternally residing as Gulmalata, as a small creeper, to take the dust of the feet of the Brijabasis. This is Kusum Sarovar. There's another story. When we will begin the parikrama today sometime.
Take your time.
Narada Muni wanted so much to have the darshan of Krishna's lila with the gopis. So he approached Sadashiva and expressed his desire. Because Sadashiva is Mahadev. He could fulfill everyone's desires. Lord Shiva told him that you should go to Vrindavan and approach Brinda Devi. Because Brinda Devi is the presiding deity of the Vrindavan forest. Please go there. Actually, please don't stand next to Lord Shiva. I like the sun very much. Please step down. My humble request. You can shade Lord Shiva if you like. So Narada Muni came down to the earth and went to Brahmakund in Vrindavan and approached Brinda Devi, the presiding goddess of Vrindavan, and expressed his desire to Brinda Devi. And she told him that what you are asking is very difficult. She said, you should remain in Vrindavan and you should perform prayers, chanting the names and the glories of the Lord in Vrindavan to purify yourself. So just close to here, just about 8-minute walk. But with 2,000 people, it takes a little longer than that. Perhaps on our way back, at the end of our parikrama, we will go there. It is Narada Kund. Narada Kund is the place that Narada Muni performed his tapasya. And one day he saw Brinda Devi, after a long time, he saw Brinda Devi with her associates. And he fell at her feet and begged her for her mercy. Brinda Devi gave a very special benediction. The waters of Kusum Sarovar are so sacred. Radha and Krishna perform their leela in this water. The tears of the love of Radha and Krishna are within this water. She instructed Narada Muni, you go to the northwest corner of Kusum Sarovar and take your bath by the grace of Brinda Devi. Narada Muni took his bath, and when he came out of the water, Narada became Naradi Gopi. He had female form, and he was allowed to go to Radha Kund to observe the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna there. Krishna met him and told him that he should write a literature called the Narada Bhakti Sutras, Narada Bhakti Sutras, to share with the world the glory of Vrindavan devotion. So after all his desires were fulfilled, Brinda Devi came to Narada and told him to take his bath in the southeastern corner of Kusum Sarovar, which he did, and Naradi came out Narada. And as Narada Muni again, he went back to Narada Kund, and there he compiled the Narada Bhakti Sutras, a scripture so wonderful. Srila Prabhupada actually translated and gave purports to a major part of that wonderful scripture. Let us offer our prayers and our sincere obeisances at this holy place of Kusum Sarovar, place of Krishna's eternal pastimes, a place which has been visited by all of our acharyas, and each of them, as well as all places we go to today and tomorrow. These places were not only visited and worshipped by all the great acharyas, but their mercy and their love was invested in these places. And if we have humble and prayerful hearts and sincere desire, we will be receptive to receive the blessings and the love of the great souls. So now we will begin our worship of Sri Giriraj. Please take very seriously the rules of the yatra, and our next stop will be Shamvan and Ratna Singha. At this time, please everyone offer your prostrated obeisances in the dust of Giriraj, keeping Giriraj on your right side always, and pray for his mercy. And we will begin Parikrama. Go Premanandi! Thank you very much.